For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Senator Bob Corker, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, tells CNN's State of the Union the Saudi prince has, in his words, lost all credibility over the death of a Washington Post journalist.
He's gone forth and murdered this journalist. He's now crossed the line, and there has to be a punishment and a price paid for that. And again, I'm not rushing to judgment. Do I think he did it? Yes, I think he did it.
President Trump says the United States is going to walk away from an arms treaty agreement with Russia that limits intermediate nuclear arms. Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News Sunday that would be a mistake.
We went from 64,000 nuclear-tipped missiles down to 15,000. It has been an historic agreement.
But our allies agree with President Trump that Russia has a record of violating that agreement. It was signed by President Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev back in 1987. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Despite Mexico's efforts to stop them at the border, a growing number of Central American migrants resume their advance toward the U.S. border in southern Mexico. Their number is swelling to around 5,000. President Trump telling supporters in Mesa, Arizona,
"You got some bad people in those groups. You got some tough people in those groups. And I'll tell you what, this country doesn't want them."
The president saying he'll call in the military to stop them at the border if need be. A Georgia police officer shot and killed while checking out a suspicious vehicle with his partner near a middle school in the Snellville area.
The suspect vehicle crashed not far from the scene, so probably less than a mile away from the scene.
A police spokesman says one of the suspects was caught, the other is still at large. The officer, 30-year-old Antoine Tony, had been on the force for nearly 3 years. LeBron James' return home is spoiled when punches are thrown during Houston's win over the Lakers. The Rockets' Chris Paul and LA's Brandon Ingram and Rajon Rondo were all ejected from the game for throwing punches, and all are likely to be suspended. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Still lots of money out there to be won. More from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Well, you've got to be in it to win it. Lots and lots of lottery money up for grabs. No one hits the Powerball Saturday night, so the jackpot grows to $620 million Wednesday night. Tuesday night, Mega Millions at $1.6 billion.
More now on one of the top stories that we're covering. Washington Post editor Karen Atteya tells ABC's This Week the Saudis are trying to get away with a cover-up over the murder of columnist Jamal Khashoggi in the Turkey consulate.
This idea that he wanted to return to Saudi Arabia is absolutely untrue. There's a reason why he came to Washington and felt free in Washington. He did not want to be arrested. He did not want to face the same fate as many of his acquaintances and associates who have been swept up in this wave of crackdowns.
And Republican Senator Ben Sasse tells CNN's State of the Union the U.S. response must be firm, regardless of the profit from arms sales to the Saudis.
Arms sales are always means to an end. They're not the end. The end is the American idea, and the end is stability in the world so that problems abroad don't come home to roost for us. So we don't do arms sales for the purposes of the profits from arms sales. We do arms sales because we want to be allied with different countries around the globe that believe in our values.
The Saudis are spending $110 billion on U.S. military equipment, something President Trump doesn't want to lose. You're listening to